Well, welcome to the Methodist Hall here in Newcastle for the first ever meeting of the brand new Newcastle Community Orchestra. Let me introduce you to them. On the violins, we've got Kendall, Neve and Rebecca. We've got Melissa, Ellie and Tabby on the flute. Clive is on the clarinet. And then at the back, we've got Katie on the sax. Lovely. And the man who's trying to bring them all together is Tom. Now, Tom, how are you feeling? This is your what you were trying to set up and, you know, first rehearsal. How's it all going?
It's going really well, actually. I'm quite happy with it. Really proud.
And what are you practising today?
A bit of Phantom of the Opera, actually. Everyone's favourite.
Excellent. And how are they doing?
A lot better than what I thought.
Excellent. So how do you go about sort of trying to bring everybody together then?
A lot of pushing on Facebook, more pushing on Facebook, and even more pushing on Facebook and just getting the word out there to everybody.
Fabulous. Well, let's try and have a listen to, have a word with some of the people who come along. Let's switch to Rebecca. So, Rebecca, you're on the violin, and how long have you been playing for?
Since I was about seven, but I had a break, so it's been about a year and a half I've been fully playing.
And so why have you come along today then?
I just want to get back into it and enjoy it.
And how are you finding it so far?
It's really, really fun.
Excellent. Okay, Clive. The only boy, but I don't think that matters really, does it? So you've got your clarinet. So how long have you been playing your clarinet for?
Well, I picked it up again about 4 or 5 years ago, and after a long, long gap. So it's been a real struggle for me.
Because you did what a lot of people do, I think. You started at the age of 12 and then you finished at the age of 15, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. And I've always regretted it. So this is an opportunity for me to sort of put those regrets behind me, I think.
And how are you finding it?
I'm totally overwhelmed at the moment. Don't know what the hell's going on.
I think you're sounding all right, though. He's sounding all right, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's a ringing endorsement, I think. And finally, we've got Katie over here. And you're on the saxophone. And it's been about, what, you've been about 2 years since you picked it up?
Yeah, I got it out the loft earlier and I was surprised whether it would work or not.
So why did you decide to get your saxophone out again?
I've known Tom since school and I thought it would be nice to get back into playing. I used to go to Kiel and played there and then really not done much for a bit. But I've got violin as well, I might have a go.
So is it like, is playing your sax again a bit like riding a bike? Do you kind of never forget?
No, you forget how to count sometimes. Key signatures are hard, but yeah, you pick it up pretty quick, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we're going to try and give it a go. You've been practicing, we've just interrupted the coffee break. So what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and get a blast of what you've been practicing. So here we go. This is from the Phantom of the Opera, Bar 8, whatever that means. Go for it.
One, two, three, four.